Hello and welcome to Primal Live. Now, this is the very first time we've done this. It's the very first time that Jody's been on Blab, which is fantastic. The whole idea of this live format is so that Primal Roost, based in Bagshot, a paleo primal cafe pantry, can talk about the paleo lifestyle, particularly from the UK perspective, but all people from all over the world are welcome to take part in this. So I'll just introduce Jody. So Jody Dighton is one of the directors of Primal Roost. Welcome, Jody.
Thank you.
And what I'd like to do is just to try and introduce this whole thing in a logical way. Could you, first of all, tell us what Primal Roost is and how it all came about?
Yeah, definitely. As you said, Paul, it's a paleo and primal inspired cafe is what we're trying to put ourselves as, because the way that we personally, myself and my business partners, we're all primal or paleo, which means that our diet is basically grain free. It's dairy free. We don't use processed sugars. We don't use any excessive processing in the foods that we eat. So we're not buying, you know, frozen ready meals and things like that. And just trying to eat as naturally as possible. So things with kind of like three or less or four or less ingredients in the food that we eat. So not to say, don't want to pigeonhole us, because not to say that absolutely anybody can't eat in the cafe or in the pantry and wouldn't benefit from eating in there. But those are the main principles that we follow when we eat and in the food that we serve. So everything you'll find in the cafe will be grain-free, dairy-free, unprocessed, naturally sweetened. So you won't find artificial sweeteners. You won't find your little, you know, sugar substitute things that you get for your coffee. And white sugar is not on the table. You'll find things like coconut sugar, but also milk alternatives. So you can have your normal coffee with your normal milk if you prefer. We are going to give you a better quality milk. We are going to give you grass-fed, pasture-raised milk, which is organic. Or we'll give you the option of having coconut milk or almond milk.
Which is delicious.
Oh, they're really delicious, aren't they? Oh, and they're fantastic. And you know what? We've got some specials coming out. We'll come back to it later with Christmas. But coconut milk makes brilliant drinks with like pumpkin spice lattes and chai vanilla lattes and things like that. But the reason that we kind of started out Primal Roost was we were all eating this way independently, myself, Lisa, Christy, and all of our family.
Of which you're all best friends, aren't you?
Yeah, we all know each other from school. We have children that are the same age, and the rest of our children vary in age. But we've met at school. We're all really good friends. And we formed our own little network at school because we were all trying to follow this kind of concept of eating healthier food, better quality food. And I remember Christine Bailey saying it. I think she said it to you. It's like going back to eating how your grandmother ate. You know, you eat the peripheral of the grocery store. You don't go through the middle. It's not the aisles that have all of your canned goods and all those kinds of things. It's things you'd buy at a farmer's market, things you buy at a butcher, at a fishmonger. And that is the basis of our diet. But the problem is you're trying to experiment with new recipes. You're trying to, you know, come up with ideas to keep it original, how to get the kids involved. And so we created our own network at school. And from that, we kind of thought, surely there must be a need for this, because it suits us to eat this way because we feel better. You know, it is really good for your health, for your nutrition. We've seen the great benefits of it. But other people do follow this type of diets for specific health reasons, things like autoimmunity conditions like Crohn's disease, celiac disease, ME, MS. And they might call it something different. They might be using autoimmune protocol. But at the end of the day, we're all doing the same thing. We're trying to be healthier. We're trying to eat better. And that's the important thing. So we're just trying to give people that alternative. Because honestly, when you go out to eat, where can you go that you can guarantee without having to scour the menu that you're going to get a healthy, nutritious meal that's well-balanced, that is, you know, locally sourced, and that is not going to be, you know, you're not going to walk out feeling like rubbish later.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I love about your cafe, you know, is that because you look at all the chain coffee shops around, you know, I'm not going to mention any names because I don't think that that's fair, but a lot of the chain coffee shops there, all you can buy is rubbishy sweet muffins.
Oh, and it's appealing when you walk in, you look at the counter, don't you? And you see chocolate chip muffins and they've got giant, well, you know, biscuits or whatever it may be.
Giant paninis.
Giant, with, isn't it?
giant paninis. There's just nothing of any substance there.
And it's all beige.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed. It's all baked goods. It's all very heavily grain-based products. Mm. And you know when it gets to 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you're kind of going, I really need to pick me up. I need that coffee and I need that chocolate bar because I need a sugar hit. I need something to keep me going. Well, it's because of all that rubbish we're eating in the rest of the day that's making us have this, you know, this crash as opposed to maintaining decent energy levels throughout the day. Yeah. You don't need all that rubbish.
No, absolutely.
It's rubbish.
And I'll be honest, when I first met you guys, you know, we did some work together around your media. And I came around to Lisa's house and we did some videos on some of the stuff that you guys were at the time, because the cafe wasn't open, that you were going to serve in the cafe. Now, I when I first met you, I had no idea what paleo was. I'd never even heard of it.
Yeah.
All I thought to myself, are there a health, these lot of health food nuts. And I'm not looking forward to lunch because it's probably going to be bland and tasteless and horrible. And actually, I was converted there and then. That day, when with what you served, was absolutely incredible. And I've been to the cafe many times, as you know. I'm one of your best customers. And I love the food. It's tasty, it's nutritious. And like you say, you always feel good when you walk out.
Well, you know what? We had a couple that were in the other day, and they've just recently started eating paleo. And he said, you know, we don't always, sometimes, you know, sometimes on the weekend we still, you know, we still eat normally. And when we have people around, he's like, but oh, I feel so rubbish the next day. And I can always appreciate, you know, the difference. And he said, that's one thing we love about coming here is we go out for a meal and we can enjoy going out for a meal, eating someplace, being out, not having to prepare the food ourselves. But you walk out feeling great. You know, you carry on with your day feeling almost virtuous.
And just because the ingredients you're using aren't necessarily flour and those types of things, so you can still go there and enjoy, have a muffin or a cookie, whatever. But it's just, talk us through the typical ingredients. Let's take a cookie, for instance. I'll bring my daughter in. She loves her cookies. Mm. What would be in your cookies compared to what you might get in, say, one of the chain coffee shops?
Well, chain coffee shops are going to be a typical cookie recipe where it's going to be made with butter, but just it'll be your average cheapest butter, or actually really it's probably vegetable shortening because that's cheap to produce. Yeah. Tons of white flour, a ton of white sugar, possibly some brown sugar, chocolate chips, and that's your typical chocolate chip cookie.
Right.
So when you come to us, our chocolate chip cookies, well, now we've got vegan options as well. So you've got ground up cashews in them. So we make homemade cashew butter as the base. You'll have possibly a little bit of coconut flour. In our vegan cookies, we don't use eggs. We use flax seeds instead with a little bit of water. We use cacao powder, which is 73% cacao. And we use a little bit of coconut oil. And then we have chocolate chips that are made from, again, 73% cacao and coconut sugar.
Right.
And that's basically it.
Yeah. Everything completely natural, you know, so that none of the rubbish.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. These things are still a treat, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cacao in there, and those things are rich, and they are always considered a treat. But you're not filling up with all of the rubbish that your body doesn't process very well, all of the processed white sugar, which, you know, even the NHS is now saying that is basically as good as feeding yourself poison.
Right.
So, you know, we're just taking out all of those things, but they still taste delicious.
Yeah, they really do.
Fantastic. And they're soft and they're squidgy. You're not getting these brittle biscuits. But what you also have to keep in mind is, you know, for me to go make that typical cookie, which has flour, white sugar, and vegetable shortening, I could probably make 100 cookies and it would probably cost me less than a fiver.
Right.
You know, those ingredients are cheap. Mm. Things like taking a bag of cashews, grinding them up to make cashew butter, coconut flour, these things are much more expensive. And we fully appreciate that they are much more expensive, but that's a treat. So you don't have to eat that all the time. And we're not saying, oh, blow the budget. You know, of course, this is a diet for the elite. It's not. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of eating. And we're not saying you need to eat these things all the time. But if you do want a treat, you can still have them, and they taste equally as good.
Right.
And you know, you go eat those cookies. You always can tell when a cookie's made with vegetable shortening instead of butter, because you know that kind of bland taste of nothing in your mouth afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's all they are. And we're paying a fortune. You think a cookie with coconut flour and all these things are expensive. Think about how cheap that rubbish is and what you're paying for that.
Mm.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, apart from you serving food like cookies and amazing lunches, my favorite, by the way, is the ham hock soup, ham hock and kale soup.
Oh, but you haven't tried the new ones.
Oh, you've got a new one. No.
So we have, our stews are always on a rotation. So we get them brought in. We are an A1 premises. So we don't have a kitchen on site. We don't cook on site. We do everything off site with a chef who brings it on fresh for us. And then they're rotated through. So the stews that we have our red Thai chicken curry. We have our ham hock and kale stew, which, yeah, I agree, is one of my favorites. Beef bourguignon. We've also introduced a pork and apple stew, which is amazing. So these are more our seasonal coming through with Christmas.
Yeah.
We have a venison and chestnut stew that's coming that's come in now with Christmas. What else do we have on our stews? I'm trying to remember. We have such an assortment now that come through. I can't think off the top of my head.
Yeah, but they're
always vegetarian, and actually they're always vegan. Yeah. There's no animal stocks in them whatsoever. So lots of variety.
Okay, and the other thing that, and this is where we're leading to with this whole Primal Live concept, but also your other media, because you have a very active podcast channel and your YouTube channel. And the plan is because isn't you want to encourage your customers not just to come to you to, you know, have their lunches and breakfasts and all that sort of stuff, but you want to encourage them to make their own stuff too, and you're going to show them how easy it is to do that, aren't you?
Exactly. Roost is our hub. Roost is our central port where we can work from, basically. But we have, you know, online already starting. We've got one of our first recipes up online. What we want is for people to be able to access information, to make it more readily available. When you're in America, when you're in Australia, when you're in Canada, this is much more mainstream now, eating this style, where you're eating primal and paleo-inspired food and finding the ingredients that you need. It's quite normal. It's not kind of one of those fads anymore that people don't know what you're talking about. Everybody knows what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And we're trying to bring that, you know, bring it to the masses here. We want more people to understand. We want more people to be healthy.
Hmm.
And so, you know, Roost gives you the opportunity to come in, try the food, realize that actually this isn't a sacrifice. I'm not giving up my life. I'm not giving up my social life in order to eat this way. You're just making a few positive changes, and change is always difficult, let's be honest, but it's little changes. And then we're having little options like go to the YouTube channel, get some recipes. Kirsty's going to show you how to make some of these recipes, and they are easy. You're not using any ingredients that you probably don't use anyway. So making a stew, making lamb doppiazza, making a chicken curry, you'd be amazed at how most of the time you're using these ingredients. But instead of buying that jar that's on the shelf and dumping it in, go get the fruits and vegetables that you need and make it from scratch. You'd be amazed at how much better it tastes.
I was surprised, actually, when I came over to your house and you made that lamb doppiazza. But instead of using rice, you used cauliflower rice, which was absolutely genius. Yeah. And it was just so easy to make.
Oh, it is. It's so easy. And hence we serve it in the shop because it's, you know, we can have cauliflower rice prepped and served faster than I could make you a bowl of rice.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, it's not a time thing. You can do these things quickly at home. It's just making different choices. Not harder, not easier, different. That's it. So, yeah, like you said, we're going to have the podcast channel so that people can find out information about various topics, because although Roost is the cafe where you can come and eat, there's a lot of aspects that are incorporated in this type of a lifestyle. You know, people are looking for what other changes can I make to be healthier? What things could I be doing in my life that would be more effective? And, you know, depending on how far you want to take it, you might want to cut out some of your cleaning chemicals. You might want to reduce the amount of toxins and things like that that you're using in your home. Some people don't want to take it that far. Sometimes, you know, everybody has different needs, and it depends on why you're doing it. If you have health concerns, you might take it further than somebody who doesn't.
Yeah. Absolutely.
People, lots of different avenues.
Yeah. And the whole purpose of the live thing and the channels is to create a kind of network, not just with your customers, but also as a place where people can share ideas, resources, that type of thing.
Okay.
And you've since you opened the cafe in Bagshot, You've met some incredible people, like, for instance, Christine Bailey. Now, Christine was going to be with us today, but for some reason she isn't. But she, the plan is to have Christine. You're going to do this to begin with once a month. I think we...
Yes, once a month. We're going to do our blabs.
We're going to do our blabs once a month. And you're going to have Christine as a regular guest on the show. Now, Christine is a functional nutritionist.
Yes.
What she doesn't know about nutrition... isn't worth knowing.
She's fantastic. Yeah. And we have a load of functional nutritionists that come into the shop. And this is the key. This is what we are trying to get to, is to have some place like Roost where people can come to, where they can say, I've just been put on this crazy diet by my doctor. It's an elimination diet. And I can't, basically they give you a list saying, don't eat this, don't eat this, don't eat this. And they walk out of the doctor's office and they come into us and they say, well, what can I eat? All I know is what I can't eat. What am I supposed to eat? Don't get me wrong. Not Lisa, myself, and Christy, we are not nutritionists. We are not dietitians, and we don't pretend to be. But what we can do is we can connect people.
Yeah.
So I can get people in touch with Christine. I can get people in touch with other functional nutritionists who come in, who we've spoken with, who we have affiliations with, and we can get them in contact with people that live near them, so that they can work through these and realize this is not the end of my life. Yeah. I can, you know, I can still have dinner parties. I can go to other people's houses for dinner parties. But this is the key, is it can be really isolating. You forget how social food is.
Yeah.
Like, how much of your social life revolves around dinner parties, going out to dinner, going someplace and getting something to eat? You know, it really is such a massive part of your life. And when you feel like you've lost that, you feel really isolated.
Right.
Yeah. So we want to open that up and say, you don't need to be. There are options. We'll show you how. We'll show you how to integrate yourself. If you're going to a dinner party, we can talk about how to integrate your family into this if it's something you need to support. But we can give you medical support through people like Christine. And she's great because she'll do things like this, face-to-face interfacing, but through Skype and through blabs. People can come in if they just have a question, because sometimes you don't want a full consultation. You just want to ask a question and you don't know who to ask.
Yeah, absolutely. And the beauty of this technology, particularly Blab, and like we say, we're going to do this once a month. You're going to have Christine in here. So there's going to be a wealth of experience to answer people's questions. And one of the things that struck me, because I come to the cafe regularly, is how busy it is. It's been a huge success. It really has taken off. And made Bagshot in Surrey, for those people that are going to watch the recording of this afterwards and may not realize where Bagshot is, it's in Surrey. But it's actually made Bagshot a destination, because there aren't that many places in the UK that offer paleo. I think there's a couple of places in London.
There's a few. There's some great little places in London, but they're mostly like stalls in markets and things that you would go, so kind of street food
pop
kind of
things, right.
Yeah.
But it's big in Australia and it's big in America. And you're going to make it big in the UK. I'm absolutely certain of that.
But you know what? The key is connecting people.
Yeah.
In order for this to happen, because it's the same in America. It's amazing, because I've been in contact with quite a few people in America that are very well known in the paleo community. But the key in America is they've got that network created. They're already interfacing with each other. They've got exhibitions. You know, a few weeks ago, there was the second actual UK exhibition on paleo. But there's a very small number of people. And when you're individuals, it's very difficult to make a difference. But individuals linking up together moving forward can make a difference. And that's what they're doing in America. They've got networks. But they're all still individuals. That's the key. You know, when I speak to them first time I emailed with one lady who, her name's Diane Sanfilippo, and somebody who I very, very highly rate. One of our best-selling books in the shop is called Practical Paleo. And I emailed her saying, I'm not sure if this email is going to get to you, Diane, but I just wanted to say that we are selling your book in our shop. It is probably our most popular book. It is the one that when people are coming and want to start, this is the one we go to. And I loved the response I got back from her, because it was, that makes me laugh. That cracks me up. Is this going to my people? There's no people. It's just me.
Well, you've just given me an idea, Jodie. Let's get her on one of these blabs.
Oh, I'm sure she will. She does Periscope loads.
So yeah, well, let's get her on here, because that is the beauty of this technology, that we can give your customers and your network access to these people through this amazing technology. And not just her, Christine on a regular basis, who will be able to answer people's questions, concerns, but also really understands the science behind these things. So not only can she give you advice, but she can explain why that advice in layman's terms is good advice. And I think that's very reassuring.
To know that. It's important to know why you're doing these things.
Yeah.
Because you need to believe in it. You need to be invested in it to make differences and to accept that, you know, if you're doing this for some people like myself, I have found the more that I eat healthier and better quality food and stay away from the grains and the dairy, the healthier I've become. And I realized that actually where I didn't think they were a problem for me, actually they are.
Right.
It was me just not really wanting to give up my lattes that I loved so much. but for other people, they have to give it up. You know, for my business partner, for example, she can't go and eat whatever she wants. For health reasons, it is very, 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 very bad decision.
Yeah.
And when people are learning that, they're learning that perhaps it's an autoimmune condition, but they don't want to. They feel like it's too much of a sacrifice. They need support.
Yeah.
They need some people to come to, and they need somebody who can tell them why this is so important, why this is so beneficial, and to help them through that transition phase, because it is really hard. And especially if it doesn't affect your family. And if you're, you know, if you're like me, if you're the person who does all your cooking in the family, and all of a sudden you're now having to cook completely separate meals for you, it's even more isolating. You need everybody on board. You need support in order for it to work for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I say, one of the things that I noticed, and this is aimed at your customers now, the people who come to the cafe, one of the things that I noticed is that because you're so busy, if people are queuing up to pay for their coffee or whatever it is, and they start asking you questions, you don't really have the time that they deserve to answer their questions and this, that. So that's one of the reasons why we want to do these blabs. And we'll advertise them in the store so that your customers can come and ask all the questions they want, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's so true because, you know, one of our busiest days is Saturdays, but that's also the day that people have time to come down. They travel to the shop and they do. They want to ask questions. They want to know more information. And we when it's busy, it's really difficult to stop. But this is, like you said, exactly that. You can come in, have face-to-face chat, also be able to speak to Christine and get to the bottom of those questions that you want to know, or, you know, open up any cans of worms that you may be worried about.
Yeah. And the beauty of this is that we're going to make the recordings of this available afterwards. So if people can't watch it live, it's not a problem. And they can then ask the questions. If they've listened to something that sparked a question, they can then fire a question off either on Twitter or on Facebook or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and we really want to encourage your audience to maybe take a seat on one of these blabs like we're doing now, come on camera and ask the question. And if they're not comfortable doing that, there's a little chat room in the side there. They can type out the question and we'll answer it live for them on air, right?
Exactly.
Okay, now we're gonna wrap this up now. I think this bit has gone really, really well. I'm really excited about this format because I think that you're going to do a lot of good in the community, particularly this community of a growing community of people who are wanting to change their lifestyles.
Yeah.
And you're going to facilitate that, which I think is fantastic. Now, you're on social media. People can follow you on Twitter at Primal Roost.
Yep.
And
Instagram, Facebook.
Same address for Instagram. And if you do a search on Facebook for Primal Roost, you'll find your Facebook page there, which has been a huge success. I mean, the engagement on there is fantastic. And it's a great resource for people. You've also got a YouTube channel. Just do a search on Primal Roost on across all the networks and you'll find it. And the website is primalroost.com. Okay, Jodie. Well, thanks very much for taking part in this. And really looking forward to your next one.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone.